sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shoot, lights out.
What's going on, good people, on this lovely Friday, August 9th, 2024. Today's been a crazy day. Yesterday was a crazy day as well in the Olympics. And yeah, I kind of feel some type of way for a certain group of individuals that was repping Team USA today. Man, but hey, I'm here to talk basketball. It's the main topic. But I will get into other sports like track and field as well and other stuff. But I'm not alone, ladies and gentlemen. Joining me is the man who has agreed to join me throughout these Olympic coverage. He is the man of the morning show with Cole Johnson on the BS3 Network, Kobe Media, my good brother, Cole Johnson.
The morning shift is in the house. What's up, Playmaker?
I have mixed emotions right now.
Okay, fine. Why you have mixed emotions? I'll sit back and listen.
No, we gonna get there. Because okay. It's part of the show too. So
okay,
I made sure I had to go through this because this. You know what? Let's just jump into it. Let's go around the Olympics. As we go around the Olympics, let's start from what happened yesterday, shall we? Mm-hmm. Kelly Ledecky and Nick Meyer to be carrying the flag for the closing ceremony. Those of you know, you already know about Kelly Ledecky, one of the most decorated swimmers in USA history. Nick Meade, he gets the honor because in the gold medal event that we didn't have on our bingo card, kayak rowing, he was part of the team that took gold in kayak rowing. I think that was sometime last weekend, if I remember correctly. So it was a nice nod to him. Mm-hmm. In any event that we didn't, I don't think me or you or anybody else had on a bingo card, Cole.
No, rowing is the only time you ever hear any mention of rowing with anything U.S. related would be, I don't know if we're talking about Harvard or Yale. And that's one of the things that the nerds or the intellectual elites do to unwind. That's the only time you hear anything about rowing when it comes to the United States. Not gold medals.
All right, let's hit to track and field. Noah Lyles won the bronze medal in the 200. And then medical staff had to attend to Noah Lyles, trying to figure out what the heck was going on. And then reports came out through NBC Sports that he had contracted COVID 2 days prior.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, on a serious note, I hope he's okay because he does have asthma. So him getting COVID with asthma is not a good mixture.
No. There's nothing to play with. But how in the world you almost doing cartwheels when you get introduced for the 200-meter final? And because you get bronze at the end of it, you had to be wheeled off. Explain that to me.
He was in a wheelchair and they wheeled him out.
Explain that to me. Oh no, let me do a Farrakhan style. Talk to me.
No. Why you had to go there? Nevertheless, if this is to be true that he did catch it COVID 2 days prior and he's still in a winning bronze, kind of amazing what a dude has asthma when you actually think about it.
It's made even more amazing, as I said. He decides to expend his energy during the intro, and then he has nothing left in the race. So, one who has asthma.
Hey. Status for the relay team was.
But I do hope your fingernails are painted wonderfully, Noah.
Yeah, Lord. Speaking of not doing what
they're supposed to do. Yes, that's a shot at you, Dwayne Wade.
Speaking of not doing what they're supposed to do, our women's water polo team bid for a fourth consecutive gold medal, ended in the semis to the Australians.
These Aussies were serious about making the U.S. Sweat and take L's in the pool.
Hey, our good brothers in the chat. What's up, Wise? How you doing, sir?
Yeah, we about to see each other later on today. What's up, my brother? Oh, glad to see you, man.
I can't wait. I need to put that on my list for sometime this week coming for mentality.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Australia won in a penalty shootout 6-5 to end the run for the United States in women's water polo. That one stings.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but at least they'll go for a bronze, so you have that.
Speaking of teams and women's, the women's volleyball team took down their arch rival Brazil in a very competitive game.
Five-setter. It gets no more competitive than that.
And you knew it was going to be five-setter because this is the rivalry of women's volleyball.
It's unfortunate that this was a semifinal and it's not the gold medal game, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. Glad that the U.S. women were able to hold off their biggest, or I should say probably their toughest challenger again in the second straight Olympiad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they do. Good job, Team USA. They're trying to go back-to-back for Olympic gold.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations to the women volleyball team.
America's Tyra Davis-Woodhull.
Oh, man, she showed out last night.
And Grant Holloway secured gold medals in their track and field events. Holloway took the 110 meter hurdle. Mm-hmm. How do you even measure 110 meters to begin with? Mm-hmm. He said 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter. Somehow they fit 110 in there.
Well, they know how to do it, so I'm not going to complain.
And Davis Woodhull, the long jump. Mm-hmm. She had already won it, but she wanted to go for the record. And I think she got the record too.
She got the record like midway through. And she was trying to go. I think she got the Olympic record midway through, and she was trying for world record and missed it. But hey, she showed out. Because I think the first jump just about landed her the gold medal. So yeah, Tara did her thing. Tara did her thing on the long jump.
So Tara and Grant handled business on the track, which we are thankful for. That was two more gold medals for the Team USA. And there's no other.
This woman here. Woo.
Go ahead, Cole. I'm gonna let you have this one.
Man, Sydney McLaughlin-Mefron, she smoked the field in the hurdle. I mean, it was ridiculous. When they got to the turn, which basically is like halfway through the race, or I should say not halfway, but like maybe two-thirds of the race done. I mean, she already had a comfortable lead. And then when that straightaway to the finish line, man, it was like she had rocket boosters to her. Just she, man, smooth race all the way through. And this woman again comes away with gold, because she came away with gold in Tokyo. She comes away with gold again here.
Yeah. Not only did she come away with gold, she broke her own record.
She broke her own record for the sixth time. And I'm thinking, doggone this woman. And she ran that thing in almost 50 seconds. It was just a tad bit over 50.37. She was trying to run it in 50 seconds. And I'm thinking, if she messes around and she actually decides she wants to do this one more time in LA, she might be the first woman to run the 400 meter hurdles. Might be the first one to run the 400 meters in under 400 meter hurdles.
LA and she runs that in 50 seconds, the Coliseum might collapse.
I mean, the Stade de Paris almost collapsed when she did in there. And I don't blame them. I would have too. I mean, she stunted. There's no two ways about it.
The highlight of this
woman owns that event. No questions asked.
And the crazy thing is, everybody was hyping up the girl from Netherlands, the one who hocked down our Mets 4x100 team to take gold. She was in this race, and she was no competition.
No. Well, but no, that's no misnomer. None of the other seven were competition in this race with her. It was almost the same thing as seeing Katie Ledecky in that 1500-meter gold medal race, where you saw her touch the wall, and in the screen there was no swimmer near her. It was almost the same. Like, I may have seen one runner, maybe a second, in the screen when Sydney crossed the finish line. She smoked the field. I'm like, dang. Yeah.
All right. That's all. Let's go to today. Men's volleyball team.
Good job. Good job, baby.
Got bronze, and they did it in straight sets over Italy. All three sets was close. But when it was time to close out, the men closed that out.
Yeah. Good job. Good job. I'm glad they're going to come away with the medal. Too bad they couldn't get gold, but it's understandable. I know they're not the best team in volleyball, but come away with a bronze as deep as the volleyball team pool is for the men. Congrats to them.
So the men's 4x400 relay team advanced in Quincy Wilson's first Olympic race. This is the 16-year-old who began the leg. Now, congratulations to you being an Olympian.
Right.
But we might need to make a change because the other three men, they had to really stretch to get through to the finals. That, especially after what I saw today, which I would get into. Yeah, we gonna need somebody in that front leg to really jumpstart Team USA. Putting a 16-year-old in that spot probably was asking for too much.
These are the times we come from boys to men. Get another run now. Get another run now.
And speaking of that team, the winners 4x100.
Oh,
that was a good segue there, sir. That was actually a good segue there.
Thank you.
The women's 4x100 team, they took home gold. It was a little struggle at the beginning, but when you have Sha'Carri Richardson in it to anchor the final leg.
Even with her silver in the 100, homegirl is the best closer. If she doesn't have to start from the blocks, she's the best closer right now in women's track and field right now. That woman can close a field, close a lead, or open a lead in the open straight away better than anybody. So to have her as the anchor, good job with them. That's why they got the gold. So yeah, congratulations to the women 4x100 meter team to get that gold.
Don't think I forgot the men's 4x100 team. Let me take this down.
Cook, playmaker. Cook, playmaker.
How many times can y'all get to the finals of the relay and continue to have the same problem? What is up with y'all in this first exchange?
Well, you have to understand. I mean, the baton exchange, it could be a bit difficult. And congratulations to Canada for taking the gold in that event.
They needed to qualify, they ain't had no problems. It was smooth sailing. I watched that heat. It was smooth sailing for them. It was like they wasn't even trying.
I'm sure it was smooth sailing. But you know,
they get to the finals and you compounded it because of the whole mix exchange. Guess what? You end up getting disqualified anyway.
Palms get sweaty, backsides get tight. And in this case. In this case, the palms probably are like rainfall. I mean, hey, it unfortunately, it happens.
You gotta be kidding me right now. You ain't even metal.
The U.S. failure, the latest in a long series, as they have not won or come away with a gold medal in 24 years.
And y'all was the heavy favorite to win. And you had the best lane. You was in lane 5. Kanda had the out lane, which is like the worst lane to have, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8-1. Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. No, they went to 9. They had lane 9 on that one.
Oh, 9-1, I should say, yeah.
And yet, the first exchange with the baton is always y'all detriment in the finals. I don't understand. You would thought by now y'all would understand how to do a simple exchange.
Well, now they have to do a simple exchange when there's 80,000 people watching them during the Olympiad. They probably can do it with the Worlds. They probably could do it in the U.S. trials. They just have an issue when they see the 5 rings. I don't understand it. I guess it's...
You asking my question.
I guess it's just the bugaboo that the men's 4x100 team still have. And they've had it now for 2 generations.
This don't make no sense. By the way, Spencer Lee, the wrestler for the American, came out with silver. Just coming up short in wrestling, losing 4-2 to Japan. So Japan win goals in men's wrestling.
That's cool.
We take silver. But yeah, that 4x1 men's team really like.
Get another run. Oh, no. Get some runners. Get some runners. Oh, I'm sorry.
Even though I hit the wrong button on purpose. All right, before we take our break, China's back on top of the gold medal count, 32-31. You know why? Because somehow, how many tennis tables tournament can you have in one Olympics?
Well, how many batons can you drop?
That too. And can we send somebody over to China to figure out what they're doing in diving? Because diving is just theirs.
They own that event. And they look beautiful. Sidebar. I watched I don't know what they call tag team diving. I forgot what they call it, but I watched it. The American team was really good. I mean, they were really good, but that Chinese team, out of the 10 dives, I think they only missed one. But it seems as if the more difficult the dives were, the better they performed. Oh gosh, they're awesome. They are beautiful to watch. Ooh, man.
Diving is, that looks like, that takes a lot of work. Yeah. To be able to dive in the water without it coming up, that is, I didn't know that was possible.
I didn't know that was possible either, but the event that I saw, I was like, I would think you get fatigued diving off the board. And those Chinese women, the more times they went in the pool, the less splash they garnered when they got into the pool. I was like, how is this possible?
Water do not come up when they dive in there. I'm like
doggone.
What are they doing?
Yeah, they're awesome, man. The Chinese in diving has been almost like how the Australian women have been with the speed events in the pool. Yeah, I mean,
All right, now that I got my rant about the men's 4x1 team, and I'm still steaming from that because we're talking a lot of years, and we're talking about 4 Olympics, including this one. And
the men's 4x100 team, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
And they still dropping it. God, I just don't understand. Anyway, we're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, it's the reason why we're here. Team USA basketball, which now I get to smile and have fun.
Drop it low on.
I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block.
New Edition, dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on site. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay, man. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, monarchs of wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. No, oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, welcome back to Shining Lights Out. And I play those set of commercials on purpose because I wanted Wise to echo my feelings about that 4x1 men's team.
As in F everything Boston, really?
Yeah.
F everything the men's 4x100 meter team.
Yeah, they keep doing the same thing. But it's like the definite insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result.
It's called insanity, yes.
They keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
I mean, they're going to have to try to do the same thing and they will have to expect a different result. What are they going to do? Do they have to be like Lester Hayes? They have to plaster stick them on their hands? I mean, what can you do? Now they go back to the, they have to go back to the drawing board yet again. And
say it again. I don't think they heard you.
Yeah, they had to go back to the drawing board yet again. Only this time when they do this, they'll be doing it on their home soil. come this time in 4 years.
Please do not do the same thing in 4 years. Oh my gosh.
I mean,
now that I think about it, that adds even more pressure on them.
It's amazing that it has only been 4 years since the last time the Olympics were here that they actually won the 4x100 meter race.
Man,
it has been that long.
We talking 19.
That's 1996. Now they won it in the Olympiad after that, but since then, 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016, 2021, and this year.
Don't even matter.
Six straight Olympiad where they have done
nothing,
either in the final or in the heat, where they don't even qualify for the final.
They done nothing.
And didn't even qualify for a medal.
And on Monday show, I got to ask a question about Jamaica, but I'm going to say that for Monday because I don't know what happened to Jamaica. But nevertheless, Team USA basketball, we were in the semifinals for both the men and the women. And the men kicked it off on yesterday at 3 o'clock on NBC and Peacock against Serbia for the third time. And if me and Cole know anything about sports, no matter what the sport is, beating a team three times is really hard. Difficult.
It's very difficult.
Oh my gosh. There was a lot of people with itchy trigger fingers.
Oh, no, you about to get real into it. Okay.
Real itchy trigger fingers. USA was down 17 in the second quarter.
And they were down, what, 13 at the end of the third?
It was. Yeah, that's, look, y'all can say whatever y'all want about the Serbia team. When you can hit 60% of your three-pointers,
That's hard to stop.
I'm like, do these dudes even miss? Do they miss anything? Like, I'm just like, they are hitting almost every shot. Good gracious.
Well, you got your answer to the fourth quarter.
And we talking like hands in their faces, they still hit. I'm like, it's one of those like, man, just throw your hands up, like they not missing. But you know how people are, Cole, because me and you are in the same, you know, social media groups. They were ready. They was locked, loaded, and ready. They had every round loaded to comfort Team USA.
Oh gosh, they did. Yes.
And this was despite Steph Curry going off when we started the game. Like Steph Curry, he dropped 20 in the first quarter. And you were still down double digits. Splash. Second quarter, much the same. Couldn't do nothing. Going to halftime, down 11. Down 13, as Cole mentioned in the fourth quarter. Down 13 going to the fourth quarter, and Steph Curry's at 27 points. Does that make any sense in basketball?
Yes, it does. You see a lot of basketball, so have I. Because if you have somebody who has scored that many points, but you're down that many, that means others have not contributed.
It was one of those, and then the fourth quarter happened. And when the fourth quarter happened,
the defense got turned up. Yeah.
Defense got turned up, and the OGs of this Team USA
rose. Yeah, they rose.
Steph Curry,
all of them. You. Yeah, all of them did. Yeah.
Joel Embiid stepped up. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant stepped up, and LeBron James found the role that he needed to play for this game, and he played that role.
Yeah, facilitator and occasional penetrator. No diddy.
To the point where Team USA overcame a 17-point lead to win 95-91. And guess what? That means Team USA is in the gold medal game.
So correct me if I'm wrong. We were hearing, we heard from one source in our BIB group, and we heard another source from another place that, well, one just said they won't meddle. Another source that we are very familiar with actually said, quote, Team USA men's will not meddle because of LeBron James. Close quote.
Can I ask you a question, Cole?
Please, sir.
If Team USA is in a gold medal game, what does that mean?
That means the worst they could finish is a silver. So it means they will come out of Paris with a medal.
Hold on. I need you to say that again. I don't think the people in Paris hurt you.
Okay. Well, now that they're going to play in the gold medal game, it means that Team USA men's, and well, we'll talk about the women too later, but Team USA men's, they will walk away from Paris. They'll fly here to the States with no worse than a silver medal.
My question from yesterday still stands. What happened? What happened? Team USA not supposed to medal in Paris. What happened?
I think what we got a chance to see is that, yeah, this team is old in terms of its leadership and probably in terms of its talent. At least the talent that is supposed to bring the others along. But I think we also witnessed that the talent is rather unselfish and they can bond with one another, and you have just enough that if some don't step up, others will. I mean, it's time for us to actually say that the men's team, they have some ballers on it. I mean, they're the deepest team in the Olympic pool. So, and I'm not saying it, and you know, I'm not saying this from, I'm saying this as recency bias. I'm saying this from just looking at the team, and we would have been looking at this very team for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're too talented to have been medalists. So I knew that wasn't going to happen. My thought was, if they catch Serbia at the wrong time, they may not get the gold medal. And they came very close to catching Serbia at the wrong time. But
they caught Serbia at the wrong time for three quarters.
But yeah, it's a quarter sport. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But because to me that was my concern. They if Serbia comes with their best effort, can the US rise up to the occasion? Then of course they answered that question yesterday. It was yes. But it took them 3.5 quarters to do it. But that was my only concern about this tournament. And yes, I know you got the German team that won the Worlds last year, and you have France as the host team. But to me, my concern was Serbia. That was my concern.
And you know, the funny thing is, I do believe there are some pundits that get paid to do what they do that also brought up Serbia as the biggest threat to the Team USA. Did I miss something here?
No, you didn't miss a thing.
So if I have people who are paid to do this, and they own the big networks, and then I have people on social media wanting to discredit Serbia, who was the other team favorite to come out the group? It wasn't South Sudan. It wasn't Puerto Rico.
I mean, I'm sorry, that other team in Serbia has the reigning defending MVP on it in the NBA.
And by the way, did we not forget that Bogdanović is currently plays in the NBA?
And he's a baller too.
Who was balling his butt off yesterday?
Yeah, he was.
So while y'all sitting here trying to act like Serbia don't got no professional players, y'all must go back and look at your history here. Your recent history, that is. Matter of fact, they won silver in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. This is a good team. This is a good team. That's why I was like, I'm not gonna say that it's a slam dunk gold medal for the USA. They're gonna have to put together a stretch where they're gonna have to show that they are a little better than Serbia. Because if Serbia in the fourth quarter brought to them the way they did the first three, no.
We'll be having a different conversation.
Yes, we would be having a totally different conversation. But I'm not going to shortchange Team USA. They buckled down. They tightened up that D in the fourth quarter. And like you said, Embiid, Durant, LeBron, and Steph were all key. And they all hit key buckets, all four of them, in the fourth quarter down the stretch.
I want y'all to understand something. Y'all see how the Team USA shot 57.4% from the field, 50% from three-point range. Mm-hmm. And you look at serve, you see 46.5% from the field. You see 38.5% from the field. Mm-hmm. After the third quarter, Serbia was shooting 55% from three.
Yeah, that D was that bad. That D was that tough in the fourth quarter from the U.S.
They went 0-for-9 in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. That's why that percentage went down to 38. They went 0-for-9 in the fourth quarter.
The U.S. only allowed 15 points in the fourth quarter to Serbia. While they scored 32 themselves in that last quarter. I mean, they meant business. They actually took it serious, which that's been my cry. I'm like, look, there's going to be certain teams that's going to want to knock you down. You better take it serious. And if you don't, they will knock you down and knock you out. And they took that fourth quarter serious. They looked at Serbia. They said, oh, you really want this crown? Okay, well, we got to show you that you can't have it. That is the attitude I wanted this Team USA team to have, and they showed it.
Before we go to individual performances, why is this letting everybody know that Bearing Down the Gridiron makes his Real Wise Radio debut tomorrow morning at 11? Yep, that's my college football podcast, and I recorded the first episode this week. So those of you who will be listening to the Real Wise Radio on tomorrow morning, you'll be hearing me talk about the changes in college football and previewing the ACC conference.
I'm so sorry.
Not you, so sorry. All right. Now, the person we've been waiting on to have that signature game, the chef was on display from start to finish. 36 points, 9 for 14 from three-point range. He also had 8 rebounds, which I didn't catch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was all over the floor.
He was 1 point shy from tying Carmelo Anthony's record for most points in the Olympic game, who was in Paris currently now as we speak.
He was watching the game on it. Wasn't he?
He was at the game.
No, I know he's at the game. Wasn't he courtside at the game?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
And that's who Badon Bobby kept talking to.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Badon. In front of Melo. I'm like, really?
Why would you do that, Badon? What? That's like LeBron's brother.
I'm like, oh.
So you gave Carmelo permission to get to LeBron. Mm-hmm. And then when that third quarter in, LeBron was like, okay, so this how y'all want to do it? All right. Mm-hmm. And the entire Team USA started stepping up.
That's the example of poking the bear. I'm like, really? You really don't want those problems, Bogdanović. And you know better because you play in the league.
LeBron James with his second career triple-double in Olympic play, 16 points, 12 boards, 10 assists. Joel Embiid, 19 points, 8 from 11 from the field. See, these are the numbers outside of the 4 rebounds, but these are the numbers Kobe wanting you to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because there's no excuse for a big man like Embiid, as skilled as he is, to play so small at times. I don't get it with him.
And shout out to Embiid because he went on a 7-0 run on his own.
And this is not counting his injury. It's just there's times he just comes up small. I'm like, you're supposed to be dominating every other team in the NBA. I think you should be dominating except for the Nuggets. And even with the Nuggets, you should have your way with Jokic. I love Jokic. I think he's the best player in the NBA. But let's be honest, Jokic is slow. Embiid is a little faster. I mean, you could take advantage of that, man. But he doesn't. And it drives me up the wall. I just don't get it with him. But in this game, he came up big. So I can't hate on him for this game. He actually showed up. He showed out in the fourth quarter. He had a couple of key buckets. One over Jokic.
Yep, he sure did. So Team USA advance to the gold medal game tomorrow, and where they play France.
Oh, and congratulations, LeBron. I'm glad you notched your second triple double in Olympics play. But this is what I don't want to hear. When Serbia was getting on the U.S., I did not want to see bronze sexuals go, quote, look out, please save us from that Serbian monster. Oh, no. Close quote. I'm like, Lord have mercy. It's like it's open mouth, insert joystick. I don't understand this. Goodness gracious.
Hey, you know how they are.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I'm like, geez, yes, he had a great game, triple double. I'm not gonna hit on that at all. But it's like, good Lord, there's 14 other guys on the team. Look, and oh, by the way, one of them was scoring more than twice as much as Yo Kang was in it.
Hey, that's that one small section of the population. The rest of the population understood Steph Curry was in the building. Yeah. And this is what we've been waiting on, Steph Curry to show up.
Yes, and that jumper was wet, thankfully, finally. And I was hoping it would be, it was. And I'm glad that he actually had the signature game. And this isn't directed to you, playmaker. Don't give me the, well, it's about time. Be quiet. Be quiet. It's not, it's about time. It's like what Yo Kang said when he said, quote, thanks to Chef Curry, I would not be playing for my second bronze medal. Close quote.
And he also understood stuff got it going on. I don't need to take over.
Feed him. Yeah. Oh, he has to have hand feed him. That's what you're supposed to do.
But now it is Victor Wembanyama in France standing in the way of a fifth straight gold medal for the men's of Team US.
Man, that semifinal game between France and Germany, that was a good game too. That was a real good game.
Yeah, the world champions, they are kicking themselves because they know they should have won that game.
Oh man, that rebound that Wagner had, he was eyeing a bucket and he slipped. And he carried himself and the ball sliding out of bounds. And that was the play. That was the play of the game. I was like, oh man. And he just then had a 3-point play before the France miss and his rebound. I'm like, oh man. He was saying we're about to go to the gold medal game right now with this board and this push up the court. Oh, that hurt my heart when I saw that.
You say that was the play of the game. I'll say the shot of the game is Evan Fournier hitting the buzzer beater of the shot clock from about 35 feet away.
Oh, and I hope Fournier is all right, because yeah, he tried for a dunk and he landed hard on the deck. Oh man.
Now, and you know what the crazy part is, because I know how Cole Johnson is, and when he get a chance to go after a big man, he does, because that's what he pays into the big man more than anybody else on the court.
But big man, they're supposed to dominate on the floor. They're supposed to dominate the paint. Yes, sir.
Certain four-time defensive MVP, defensive player of the year, got benched.
Don't get me started on Gobert.
He got benched.
He only has run because the NBA seems to love him because they think he's a great defender. You have all that height and you are an offensive liability. That does not make sense to me. And that's why you got benched. And they were right to bench you. You are an offensive liability. You're in the way offensively. And when you do jack nothing on defense, what's the purpose of you being on the floor?
Ugh, God. Now, I'm going to wear friends.
Gobert makes me ill. Playmaker makes me ill.
Well, I wonder what they're going to do, because they got Team USA. And Team USA can match up side for size.
They need him on defense, though. They need him. They need that four-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year self to come up tomorrow and show up and show out big for the home country faithful. Because if he doesn't, they'll just run right by him. And I mean right by him.
You know the crazy part is his teammates on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to see how Anthony Edwards responds in having a bad game.
You know how he responds to the NBA having bad games.
Oh, he come out blazing.
That's right.
Oh, he come out with a purpose.
And I believe, to me, you had the veterans show up and basically saved the bacon. To me, I think it was Steph more than anybody. But in the fourth quarter, you had the veterans show up and show out. To me, now it is time for the Anthony Edwards, the Jason Tatums, the Tyrese Halliburtons. They need to show up. I think it's time for them to say, you know what? You know what, old man? We get it. We didn't show up, and unfortunately with Tatum, he didn't even get a chance to be on the court for the second time in the Olympics.
Both games against Serbia, by the way.
And each of the games is against Serbia. So he'll see some time against France. I believe it is time for those three in particular, Edwards, Tatum, and Halliburton, to actually step up and say, okay, the torch has been passed. We get it. 2028, more than likely you will not be here. You, all three of you, talking about Durant, Steph, and LeBron, more than likely you'll be retired. I don't think LeBron will be, because I believe he would probably wait until Bryce can play so he can be the first guy to play with two of his sons, and then he will go off into the sunset. But I think it's time for Halliburton, Tatum, and Edwards to say, we got it. We got it. It's our turn now. And now we're going to take – you took us to the game. We're going to take you to the podium. And that's the energy I need to see from Team USA.
All right, that is tomorrow, 3:30, NBC Peacock. It is the gold medal game in men's basketball. All right, we're going to take a break here, because when we come back, the ladies were in action today.
Now you got a reason to smile.
Woo! We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop
for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Liz has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Liz.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out here. And your partner in crime had a couple of comments. Yeah, he said Joel is slower, Joker. He said Joel is slower, Joker is slower.
He ain't lying. Let me look to see if I can find a light of what Wise said there. I can't find it. But it's true. I mean, Jokic is slower than Embiid. Embiid is fast enough to where he's faster than Jokic. And he could take advantage of that. And he rarely ever does.
He said, first and foremost, Captain Clutch should have been on the team.
Oh, good Lord. This is going to be a real short rant. If I hear Noah Eagle mention LeBron James as Captain America, I'm going to hurl. One more time, playmaker. If he just says it one more time.
I think that's our fault. We was the one that named him Team USA, and we knew who was going to assume that position.
I get it. Yes, they are the Avengers because they wanted to avenge the BS that we saw that was as late as 2023. I get it. Yes, and we actually did coin them the Avengers. I still believe that is what they are. They basically were avenging the crap that they put forth for the FIBA tournament. And they wanted to erase that little bit so they could still say, well, we still are the beasts of basketball in the world. And what you saw last year with Germany winning the tournament and Serbia coming in second, no, that was just a misnomer.
That's what I said. It's kind of our fault. We actually started it. Even though nobody want to give us credit for it, because we said as soon as we saw the tweet from LeBron came out. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
And then it had to be pictured with Curry and Durant on the picture. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah. Captain America, Iron Man, and I don't know what you can call Curry.
You can call Curry Spider-Man.
Okay, fine. Spider-Man.
Because he is the joyful one out of all three of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
And then he does like shooting from distance, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as soon as that tweet came from LeBron, we already knew it. Like, oh, here we go. Team Avengers, finna simple.
Mm-hmm. And that was one almost exactly 1 year ago when that happened.
So we actually started last year. Mm-hmm. And as we got closer to the Olympics, it picked up steam, even though nobody's going to give us credit for it. But hey.
Yeah.
Let's go to the real team of basketball, shall we?
Yeah. The best one at the moment.
USA women's basketball team. They played earlier today. It does say 3. They switched it. They went to 9:30 a.m. It was supposed to be 3. They switched it and gave that bout to friends in Belgium, which is going on right now. But they played Australia earlier today.
Did they play Australia?
All I can say is defense.
They showed it against Nigeria in the quarterfinal, and they took it into this game. And I'll be doggone, them ladies. Whoo!
Defense was on display from opening tap.
Man.
And then they let off the defense in the fourth quarter because they had a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. This is why when we began this, that I said that I'm not even concerned about the women. The only issue I have is if you don't think that you are the best team on the court and you don't feel as though you can live up to that. Otherwise, you're the most talented team in the pool. You're the best team in the pool. And when you're focused, you're the most dominant team in the pool. That's the only issue I had. Do you actually believe that? And if you do, you won't have anybody touch you. And I don't think there has been a team in the Olympic tournament that has lost to them by single digits. Not one.
They had 1 week to prepare for this. 1 week.
You wouldn't think it.
1 week. They had the WNBA All-Star game when everybody lost their mind because Team WNBA won. Mm-hmm. They went against Germany. They had to fight through some issues early up, but then they ended up running away in the second half. They went into group play, a very hard nose in your face type Japanese team, even though everybody was like 5'11".
Well, and that's the reason why USA was able to get over on Japan. They have size on them.
They went to about with Belgium gave them a hell of a run.
Belgium, I think they gave them the taste of physicality and they rose to the challenge, which I'm glad they did.
But then they had a rematch with Germany, same type of game. But we seen y'all just about a week ago, so we know what y'all trying to do. Mm-hmm. Nigeria, good congratulations on making it to the quarterfinals. But you ran up against the wrong team. And then Australia, they could not handle that defense.
No.
When I tell you in the first quarter, Team USA had 12 fast break points in the first quarter, and they scored 20 in the entire quarter. Mm-hmm. And they continue on. They open up the second quarter with a 10-0 run. Next thing you know, they don't jump the 16 before you knew it. And there was no looking back from there. Jackie Young, Brianna Stewart, we can name them. It was just defense. Mm-hmm. By the end of the third quarter, Team USA had 24 fast break points. You know how hard it is to get 24 fast break points in the NBA or WNBA game?
It's almost impossible. Almost impossible.
They had 24 fast break points at the end of the third quarter.
Memo to Jason Whitlock, to Dave Portnoy, and to all of you dolts who were claiming that they needed to have Caitlin Clark on the squad. Do you think they needed her on it?
Look at this. 50% from the field, 41.2% from 3-point range.
When did they need her? When did they need her? Because they're shooting well from three. They're shooting well from the field. They're out-rebounding teams.
You know what? Hold on. Let me kill that other point that somebody's going to try to bring up. They made 34 baskets. How many assists did they have? 31!
I was getting to that. of the 34 shots made, 31 were dimed. And she's a liability on defense at the moment. She was not needed on the team. And you could say, well, she could basically be a mascot. She would have played the Christian Laettner role back in 1992 on the
and y'all team. And y'all would have been up and roaring. Like, and how y'all is about Jason Tatum? Just imagine Caitlin Clark.
And, And if you thought you was going to raise Kane about her not being on the team, you'd raise even more Kane if she was in Paris, but she was riding the pine. You see this?
And by the way, in case you haven't been keeping count, 60 consecutive Olympic wins.
Oh, this is 60? I thought this was 59.
60.
Oh, this is 60. Okay. I thought it was 59. I thought the next one
was 60. I did too. But when you did your research, you found out you made a mistake, which I did earlier this morning. So 60 consecutive wins.
That's 59 over 60. That's impressive.
They haven't lost since 92.
They haven't lost an Olympic game in 32 years. That's impressive. And they ain't going to lose until they. And the next opportunity I think they will lose will be in 2028. And I don't think that's going to happen either. Jeez.
10 steals. Now, this isn't steals.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you want to talk about a stat that you don't see. You talked about fast break points. Steals. You normally see double digits in steals?
No. You'll see double digits in turnover, but most of them because went out of bounds, mm-hmm. or somebody traveled.
Mm-hmm.
No, Team USA had 10 steals.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Their defense is awful.
Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson, she did her damage on the defense end because you see the five brought, she had four of them by herself.
Well, I mean, best women's player in the game. This should tell you something. Asia Wilson is the best women's player in the game today. And she doesn't necessarily need to score. She can, and she does. But if there's other killers, she can lay back. And that is dangerous. When you have a talent like Asia Wilson, who's like, I don't necessarily need to score 20 on a team that I can pick, I don't know, a Breonna Stewart, a Jackie Young, a Sabrina Ionescu, and they can light up the board and put 20 on the doggone cells. What's the point for me in having to basically upset the apple cart and say, well, I need my points? Forget that.
You know,
I can affect the game in other ways.
You know what the worst thing that has happened to the world? Jackie Young found her rhythm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the game before and now this one? Yeah.
Jackie Young has found her rhythm. No, the final the game against Germany.
Oh, yeah, the game is Germany. That's right.
She led the way against Germany. She got 19 that. Against Germany.
Right.
And we understand the spotlight gets put on Breonna Stewart for obvious reasons. And Asia wasn't for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But if y'all go back and watch the Nigeria game, Jackie Young was the catalyst of that game.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, Germany and Nigeria, she was balling. And obviously she balled in this one too. But this right here should tell you guys how talented this team is.
See, well, let me show y'all this. How many points Team USA scored as a whole?
85.
And your two leading scores are right here.
Mm-hmm. They combined for 30, which means where did the other 55 come from? I rest my case.
Everybody else that stepped foot on the court.
That's what I'm saying. I rest my case. Like you crying and belly aching. Well, you need Caitlin Clark because you need that presence on the court because people don't know these other women. Shut up.
Oh, they know these other women. Breonna Stewart.
That's Breonna another
Stewart reason has been winning ever since she stepped foot in college.
That's another reason why I say shut up. I'm like, come on now. So we are just ignorant. We don't know about a Breonna Stewart. We don't know about a Jackie Young. We know about Asia Wilson. We don't know about Diane Taurasi. We don't know about Brittany Griner. We don't know what these girls can do, what these women can do on the court. We're ignorant to the fact that they can ball.
And Diana Taurasi, she barely played, and she don't even care. She's on her way to her sixth and final gold medal.
She's, and that's the thing. This is basically like, this is my last tour. This is my last stop. And look, I get the best seat in the house. I'm watching the best team. And I'll say this right now on this mic. I'm watching the best team in basketball, men or women, play. And I'm basically courtside watching it.
She basically looking like, I know the future is bright. I know I can leave. I can leave with the future still intact. Yeah.
I know that I'm passing the torch, and the game is really in good hands. And that's even before you get to Caitlin Clark. These fools could just shut their doggone mouths, man.
60 consecutive wins, and they'll try to make it 61 on Sunday between the winner between France and Belgium, which is a quite interesting game here. And see if I can get you an updated score real quick, because will it be a double men's and women's USA France bout for gold medal?
I know France would love it.
Or will it be a rematch between Belgium? And currently in the second quarter, France has a 9-point lead. So they ain't even reached halftime yet. Which is probably a good thing. That means me and Cole can go watch the second half and see who's going to play Team USA on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And with that being said, myself, Cole Johnson, Megan Price, and maybe another guest. Maybe another guest will join us to recap what took place in Paris on Monday. When all the games are done, all the medals have been counted.
Look, man, I'm so excited about what we're seeing. I think we're going to be in, definitely for the men, we're in for a good treat.
And by the way, France wants payback from Tokyo.
I was about to say, so France has motivation. I was going to say France has motivation because they played in the gold medal round, the gold medal game, right? In
Tokyo. So France won the preliminary. On the opening game, like how we played against Serbia this year, the same thing with France, but France took that one. Team USA came back, got them in the gold medal game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember they did lose the first game to them. I remember that.
And then the whole world almost crumbled on the USA because they lost.
Oh yeah,
they lost to France.
Yeah, they lost to France, and before then, I think they lost to, I forgot which African country they lost to in the tune-up. Before then.
Like the world was crumbling in the United States. They lost to an Olympic game.
So yeah, you have a country that wants payback for 3 years ago, and you have a brand new talent in Victor Wembanyama.
And they're the host country too.
They're the host country. You have Victor Wembanyama. You have a talented guy in Evan Fournier. And you have that ridiculous grease spot that is known as Rudy Gobert.
Did you call him a grease spot?
Yes, I did. I mean, I'm still going to clown him in memoriam, because he had the audacity to be on stilts when, of all people, Luka Doncic drained a three in front of his face. He will never escape that from me. Never.
And he'll never escape the fact that he got benched in a semifinal game.
In the Olympics. as he should, because he was ineffective. I mean,
in his home country.
Do ineffective. I would bench him too.
But you are terrible for the home. You're a bad representation of the whole country. Good gracious. So I'm definitely looking forward to see what Steve Kerr gonna do with these lineups with the gold medal game. On the line.
Well, obviously we're going to be seeing bigs, so that's going to be that's obvious. I'll say bigs, and I would try my best to get Wembanyama out of position as often as I possibly can. That's what I would try to do.
So, yeah, that we will see who will face the women on the other side on Sunday as they go for an eighth straight gold medal, which is unprecedented. In any event in the Olympics.
And what the exciting part about that is, no matter which team, I think the U.S. can do their thing with either one. They can match speed with teams. They can match physicality with them. It's a literal embarrassment of riches with the U.S. women's team. I love it, man.
So we'll be back Monday. And those of you who are looking, Monday, you can get started with Cole Johnson, 8 a.m. Yes, to 9 p.m., 60 minutes with Morning Shift with Cole Johnson.
Thank you, sir.
Then you trip on down right back here, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're shooting lights out, closing out the Olympics. Mm-hmm.
And many thanks to Playmaker for providing the sports updates and the Olympic updates on the Morning Shift. Totally appreciate his contribution to the show. It is extremely important, and I'm glad that he's willing to lend that support. It makes the show go better. At least for me, it makes the show go better. So I totally appreciate him and the Playmakers Blog Network for their assistance.
So with that being said, Team USA, you got two chances to gold medal in basketball. So let the world know we still own the hardwood.
We miss you, Megan.
Hopefully we'll see the Queen of Hoops Monday, and you will see us Monday.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the finals of the Olympics.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.